Daily bombardments of Gaza by Israel in the wake of the October Hamas attack have wiped out entire families. The October 7th attack resulted in the deaths of more than 1,200 people in Israel, and roughly 240 people were taken hostage. But since then, Israel's aggressive military response has resulted in the deaths of more than 12,000 Palestinians. And advocates for the Palestinians say their stories are not reaching the world.
Three of our writers have been killed already. Some of our writers lost their loved ones.
Ahmad Al-Nauk is a 29-year-old journalist now in London and a founder of the group We Are Not Numbers, which operates in Gaza, posting online about lives that were lost.
We wanted to show the world that the Palestinians who lose their lives in Gaza are not just mere statistics. They have stories, they have dreams.
Al-Nauk lost more than 20 members of his own family on October 22nd when a missile hit his home in southern Gaza. That's where Israel told people in northern Gaza to go, but then stepped up its attacks on the south.
No one wants to have their kids killed. If they had received a warning, they would have evacuated immediately. They were sleeping and they were bombed without any warning. I lost my father, I lost my two brothers, three sisters, 14 nieces and nephews. Only one of the kids survived.
His nephew and sister-in-law were the only survivors.
He told us of people he lost, including his father.
He was a very, very gentle man, very kind person, very simple man who just wanted to live with his children in his home, in his safe home. My older brother is a lawyer, and he was a civil servant. My younger brother worked at a human rights organization. He was a translator and a researcher. My younger brother got a scholarship to do his master's degree in Australia just a few months ago. And he was very, very happy. And then he was killed. He did not survive to go to Australia.
Al-Nauk's brother Ayman was also killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza in 2014.
I feel that we are unheard, that people don't care about us, that our suffering is not noticed from anyone in the world, especially the West.
He says We Are Not Numbers is meant to change that using the internet.
The public perception has changed because of social media. The Palestinians are now serving as citizen journalists who are taking videos and pictures and talking about their experiences. And they made a huge difference.
While also giving writers a way to remember and pay tribute.
Because I believe the Palestinians, we don't have the luxury right now to grieve. We have the responsibility to speak. So please, when you have the choice to give the Palestinians a voice, please do that.
For more perspectives and stories of the human impact of this war on both Palestinians and Israelis, go to npr.org/Middle East.